It's Bola Badebo. It's G-B-A-D-E-B-O. That's correcto. What you're going to look for online, right?
Yes.
I get that. Well, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody needs to go see this movie.
Yeah,
please. It's free.
It's fun. You too, Dave.
Yeah, I want to check it out. I'm very, very interested. Talking to my friend Bola Badebo. Can I call you my friend now?
Absolutely.
And we shared poetry.
We did. That was really intimate.
Yeah. So we're buddies now. Journalist, filmmaker, and poet. Now you were on a local TV station.
Correct.
Which one were you on?
News Channel 21.
Yeah, see, I get up really early in the morning, so I don't get to watch very much TV.
That's what I was on.
I should totally know. Well, because I'm here, though.
Yeah. You're doing your job. That's crazy that you do your job when I do my job.
They weren't letting me watch TV anymore. So you left that to pursue your other passions.
Yeah, so how it works, you usually come in on a contract. And so when I came in, it was a 3-year contract. I think now they've reduced it to 2 years. But yeah, my 3-year contract was met May 1st. And so that was the end of my term there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And gotcha. So I would have loved to extend there. But at the same time, I knew and they knew I wanted to explore, you know, what I'm doing now. So it was time to part ways.
Do you miss it all?
I do. Oh. And the community doesn't, I mean, they remind me all the time. Hey, we miss you in the morning. Hey, you need to come back. I'm like, oh, I miss you guys too. And I miss waking you up. And I miss the goofy emails. Sometimes I just, you know, those really, the viewers that watch all the time, they'll send me emails like, oh, you look great today. Or, oh, are you tired?
Or right. Like, oh my gosh.
Just,
right,
but it was
right.
Cute. Cause I'm just like, at that time, it almost felt like a camaraderie because I've gotten so much support from our community. And I used to share a lot of haikus on the morning show.
Oh, you did?
I did. I shared. That was like my piece of joy. Like, I'm going to give this. Here's my haiku today. And so they would look forward to it. When I didn't have one, I'd literally get emails like, oh, I see you didn't do a haiku today. Right. Like,
isn't that one of the best things, though, is when you have this two-way connection with, in your case, a viewer, or in my case, a listener. That's the best.
Yeah.
That is the best.
It's warm. And this goes back to what we were talking about previously. But Ben... and I don't want to be too Bend-centric because it's Central Oregon, but it's overall such an intimate, small community. It's small enough to recognize the person that you just heard on the radio or you saw on TV at the store. Like, oh, that's Bola Badebo at Safeway, or that's Dave Clemens at Newport Market. You know, it's it's kind of exciting because it's like you always have the opportunity to connect. And I think you also get more support from your community by just being present in more than one way.
Right. Yeah. I think you're right. Well, thanks for coming in. This has been wonderful.
I'm happy to be here, and thank you for having me.
I have to do it again on the next big project, right?
Yeah. Keep coming. I'll keep coming.
We've been talking to Bola Badebo, right?
You got it.
Just throws me off.
It does.
Because it's pronounced differently in another language.
Yeah, and Yoruba, so I'm Nigerian, and Yoruba has like a heavy, the G and the B make a sound that is really foreign to Americans. And so instead of that whole process, I'm just... You know, call me Badebo. Essentially eliminate the G and make it easier for everybody.
Sure. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Find you on social media, right?
Please do. Bola Badebo. We spelled it maybe 100 times here already, but find me. And there's the link to get the ticket. And you can invite as many people as you like. So just come for a good time of community. There will be some haiku poetry there. So if you want to enjoy some poetry. And then there's also going to be a Q&A panel of some of the people in the actual film. Some feedback I got from people, from like a group of people I had kind of watch it beforehand, they said, I want to know more about a few people in here. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do a Q&A panel so that if you have questions and you want to ask those particular people, they'll be there in person.
All right. Bola Badebo. It's BolaGbadebo. Look her up. She's very pleasant. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Dave.